I want to welcome you to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. Thank you for making room and space in your day today to connect with the Lord. I want to encourage you to come and visit us at cultivateconnection.ca. There you can subscribe to receive this podcast directly into your email inbox. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And also, we're excited to announce that we are doing a live event in Galveston, Texas on December 8th, 2018. So if you're in the area, Houston, Galveston, anywhere around there, come check out our event on December 8th. You can get more info on our website at cultivateconnection.ca. So wherever you are, I encourage you to settle in. We're going to take these next 30 minutes to connect with the Lord, to meditate on Scripture, to spend time in His presence. So as we begin today, the simple turning of our attention towards our breath will get us started. Noticing the inhale, noticing the exhale, feeling the sensation here. And all throughout today's meditation, I encourage you to notice any attitudes, any feelings, anything that begins to pop up, anything that is just kind of leading you through. We want to take note of those things so that we can become aware of them. Instead of being oblivious to what's going on within us, to take simple moments to check in. What is the attitude I'm carrying right now? Maybe you feel light and positive. Maybe you have some eager expectation. Maybe it's an attitude of discouragement, heaviness, or anything in between. Just noticing. How would you describe the attitude you're approaching this podcast today, this meditation? Letting yourself off the hook, there's no right or wrong answer here. We just want to be aware. So as you find that awareness, simply come to the breath with it. Notice where you are breathing into today. Notice where the breath is flowing out. Notice if it feels good to begin to lengthen the breath. Maybe you invite that breath into deeper spaces. Maybe you just stay right where you are with the breath. Give yourself permission to be where you need to be during our time together. Continuing to find whatever rhythm that is right for your breath in this space. As we open in prayer, God, I welcome you. I welcome you into this space. Will you come and be with us? Will you speak to our hearts? Will you open our eyes to see and give us ears to hear? God, we desire today, I pray, that we would have soft hearts that our hearts would be filled with good soil, that our lives would be that good soil, that, Lord, that you could come and plant the seed of your word in our open, teachable hearts, in this good soil, that we may bear fruit. God, we desire that you would have your way in this space. Will you soften our hearts where it needs to be softened? Will you work that soil where it needs to be worked so that we can receive your word into our lives and it may bear fruit 30, 60, 100-fold? Whatever these things may be that hinder us from having that good soil, Lord, would you, in your mercy, reveal them to us and set us free from them. Teach us how to partner with you in this life, God. Teach us how to be led of your Spirit. And prepare the grounds of our hearts, our lives, that we may receive the word, the seed of your word, and may it bear much fruit. Taking a moment to come back to that breath. Feeling the invitation of expansion within the lungs, within the body as you breathe in. And in the same way, can you offer the Holy Spirit room for expansion in your life? Might that look like for you today, offering room for expansion? It can be as simple as focusing on the breath and making a little bit more room and space. Simply focusing on the Spirit of God and offering Him a little more room, a little more space. You find that connection with your breath. What do you notice about the breath today? How would you describe it? Can you notice the temperature of your breath as you draw it in? And then as you exhale out, you notice any change in the temperature of your breath? Can you notice how the breath itself, as it slows and lengthens, how does that affect your body? Can you begin to tune in to the small nuances, the little differences? We practice tuning in to the sensation of the breath, the awareness of the breath, these small spaces. So that in the same way, we can tune in to the slight movings of the Spirit, the small whispers, the ways in which the Spirit of God leads us, guides us. So often it is subtle. And we need to find that place of stillness to hear, to interact, to move in. Maybe you take a moment, maybe simply focusing on the shoulders or any one area of the body. And as you focus on that area, can you lengthen the breath out a little bit? Maybe find some release on that exhale. Tuning the shoulders or whatever body part into the breath as well. And do you notice any change, anything happening as you focus in that way? What do you notice on the inhale? And what do you notice on the exhale and the area that you're focused on? And are you able to find some release or letting go, relaxing on the exhale? So coming just as you are, as simply as you can manage. Remembering that God loves to meet us right where we're at. If you can take a moment just to check in with your heart, where is it that you would say you are at today? Can you honestly say how you're entering this space without trying to make it something it's not? No apologies, no excuses. But giving yourself permission to come as you are. No guilt if you're feeling good. You don't have to conjure up anything to feel bad or the other way around. Simply coming as you are, knowing that this is the space where we meet with the Lord in our authenticity. Remembering it's not our feelings or our circumstances that determine who we are, but who we are is found in our Maker, our Creator, our Designer, and we come to Him to find out today who we are by learning who He is and how we are created in His image. We are continuing this week camping out in Psalm 91. And we have been taking our time working our way through this psalm, allowing God to work and mold in us the truth of who He is as our protector. So this week we'll be looking at verses 5 and 6. And as I read it this first time through, I'm going to pay attention to anything that rubs you, anything that inspires you, anything that aggravates you. Just pay attention to your response. Anything that's heightened, any small nuances that you notice as you listen to these words. You will never worry about an attack of demonic forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against you. Don't fear a thing, whether by night or by day. Demonic danger will not trouble you. nor will the powers of evil launched against you. Continue to meditate upon these words, and as I read them a second time, what is it that the Lord is inviting you into? What truth does He want to sing into your heart? You will never worry about an attack of demonic forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against you. Don't fear a thing. Whether by night or by day, demonic danger will not trouble you, nor will the powers of evil launched against you. And as I read it a third time, notice what it is that's stirring in your heart. Are there any questions or concerns that rise up within you that you may want to ask the Lord? You will never worry about an attack of demonic forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against you. Don't fear a thing. Whether by night or by day, demonic danger will not trouble you, nor will the powers of evil launched against you. Are there areas in your life where worry or fear, the powers of evil launched against you? Are there areas where this comes up for you? What is it that God wants to show you? He's offering you a place to be free from this worry. Do you believe there can be a place of safety in Him, free from fear, where you overcome fear? When fear and worry set in, come in, knock on your door. What do you do in that moment? Are you able to come into the presence of the Lord? To find His safety and security? We're just going to take a moment to read, starting all the way at verse 1, all the way through verse 6, because it all ties together. When you sit enthroned under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. He's the hope that holds me, the stronghold to shelter me, the only God for me, and my great confidence. He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy. He will protect you from false accusation and any deadly curse. His massive arms are wrapped around you, protecting you. You can run under the covering of His majesty and hide. His arms of faithfulness are shield, keeping you from harm. You will never worry about an attack of demonic forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against you. Don't fear a thing, whether by night or by day. Demonic danger will not trouble you, nor will the powers of evil launched against you. What is it that God is inviting you to rest in today? What truth is He imparting into your heart? What is He offering you to be rooted and grounded in today? Is there a word or a series of words, a declaration over yourself that you can come out of this space with, a truth to declare over yourself over this next week? What is it that God is speaking over you today? I pray this week that you would come to embrace and know that you are His beloved. That He is near you. He will never forsake you. He'll never leave you. And that in this place of presence near to Him, you need not worry. I pray for freedom from the cares of this world. I pray that you'll be so enamored with the presence of God, of who He is this week, that there will be no place for fear to reign in your hearts. May you find that place of peace in His perfect love, where fear will not dictate your steps forward. But you will be led by the Spirit of God in all that you do. And I pray that you come to know His protection, that every scheme and lie and attack of the enemy would fall to the ground, that you would be hidden under the shadow of His wings, right where you belong, tucked in close, knowing, hearing His whispers of love towards you. Beloved, beloved, you belong near to me. You belong here with me. Be blessed this week. Know His kindness and His mercy and His grace. I pray that you would experience that place of safety in Him like never before. Amen. Thank you.